A month ago, Wisconsin was averaging about 600 new cases a day. Now it's 1,900 cases a day. There's been more than 2,000 new cases in the last 24 hours. Governor Tony Evers pointed to the start of the school year for a near exponential growth in new cases. Right now, the 18 to 24-year-old age group is seeing the largest increase in COVID-19 cases.
So it's critical that we work together now to get this virus under control, not only to protect our campus communities, but for the health and safety of Wisconsin, Wisconsinites in every corner of our state.
Make no mistake, it's not just college kids causing the increase. All of Wisconsin's 72 counties are experiencing a high burden or case rate. In a Facebook post, the Oneida County Health Department said you should assume you will come into contact with COVID-19 whenever you interact with people outside your household. That's how widespread COVID-19 activity is right now. Oneida County announced 33 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday alone. There's currently 95 active cases. 388 people have tested positive since the start of the pandemic. Forest County continues to have the highest case rate in the state. 250 people have tested positive for the virus. 75 of those cases are active. Langlade County is up to 147 cases. 43 are active. Lincoln County has 169 positive cases. 48 are active. The Lincoln County Health Department is also reporting a new possible exposure site. Several people who tested positive were at Outboards Bar and Grill in Tomahawk on Tuesday, September 15th. If you were there from 6 to 8 that night, you may have been exposed to COVID-19 if you are not following proper health safety guidelines. Marathon County Health Department says it's experiencing a surge in cases. 1,151 people have tested positive. 322 of those cases are active. Price County nearly doubled its cases in the last 2 weeks. It has a total of 66 cases. 26 of those are active. Iron County, Wisconsin has 137 COVID-19 cases. 6 of those are active. Iron County health officials warn just because the number of current positive cases in Iron County are low right now, people shouldn't let their guard down. Just across the state border, Gogebic County has 144 COVID-19 cases. 4 of those are active. Iron County, Michigan has 121 cases. 97 of those are active. Both Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm urge people to wear masks, social distance, and stay home as much as possible.
We all need to be wearing a mask whenever we go out. And equally important, please make the choice to stay home as much as possible. We were successful at flattening the curve in the spring because we all pitched in and stayed home. It is time to redouble our efforts and work together again to protect each other and our healthcare system.
We reported yesterday on WXPR, Aspira says it currently has the highest number of COVID-19 patients hospitalized since the start of the pandemic. I reached out to Marshfield Clinic and Ascension. Both say they're seeing an increase in hospitalizations. All three healthcare systems say they currently have the capacity to treat all patients. They're also encouraging people to wear masks and do your part to stop the spread of COVID-19. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.